You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Correct those mistakes.
Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for you. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Sheriff here. Yo, I get live on Twitch. You guys should come check me out. Share the stream with your friends. That's what's going on. I get live on Twitch. I be playing Call of Duty, Warzone, Battlefield, all that. Battle Islands, all that. You should come check me out at President Trahan. So, you guys, if you want to check out my new landing page for this podcast, go check out sheriffsays.com. You can check out all my recent podcasts in case you've missed some. We also have some new music for you on psychicsoldiers.com. Go check that out as well. The new song is called Teen Angst. And that's what it do, baby. 2021, we're in the house. This is it. So on the last podcast, we were talking about how John and Paul had rivalry. And John is one of the Sons of Thunder, and Paul was in prison his whole life. So to me, that's like taking advice from our brother Channing, who's in and out of prison all the time. It's just a no-go. It all ends up in his benefit, and he don't care about nobody else. See what I'm saying? You start doing nice, he changes. You know what I'm saying? But, so like, it's like taking advice from that dude. Selfish, miserable, lazy. You know, thinks he's sneaky. And so, like, Paul and John had this rivalry we were talking about, and John is like, whoa, that dude is not of us. He's not from our tribe. And Paul's like, yeah, I was there, you know, whatever. You see what I'm saying? So they kept, okay, so the Epistles of Paul, which you can look those up yourself, but they were being written to different towns. That's why they're called those different names in the book. So one letter would reach its way to that town, you see what I'm saying? And then that became a part of the writings. But also the part that they took out was a Book of Enoch. Well, the Book of Enoch, I've just recently found out, is written by the son of Cain. So he's an offspring of Cain, which the family was cursed because he murdered his brother, and so he had the family curse. So his book does not need to be not accounted for. It's he's like, you know what? You know, I come from this family, but this, you know, this is what's up. You feel me? And so, yeah, it should be counted. You know, it's not cursed or nothing. It's just he has a family curse. You understand? And so that's just his, I guess you could say, sins to bear, to put it, you know, in a loose meaning. So that shouldn't discredit his work. You feel me? So this guy tells you all about the heavens and the earth in the Book of Enoch. And so, I mean, he breaks it down for you and how heaven works and things like that, and how to praise the Lord and also our Creator. You see how I did that? So, okay. I've been recently looking into the book, and it talks about Yahweh, and it talks about Elohim. Had to make sure I got that right. Or just El for short. So El or Elohim is our creator, but our Lord, or our prince ruling with authority, is Yahweh. But Yahusha is Yahweh, from what I've started to understand. And see, that's where I got mixed up with Paul's epistles, because in Paul's epistles, he says that Yahusha, the Messiah, or Messiah, it shall be professed that he is Yahweh by all the lips of everyone. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe, okay, so there's that, but we have Elohim. So I'm understanding, yes, the Messiah, yes, the Messiah, but I would like to know more about Elohim. And so I'm looking into that. And that's currently where I'm at. But a funny thing is that somebody had posted a meme. My stories always go around memes these days. Always going around the memes. All right, so just revolving around the memes. So the story goes, I was on TikTok and a girl was reading from her book, we'll just say her book, you know, about things. And I'm not knocking it. She reads several of them, right? But I choose to just stick to this one, the Sefer. You know, it's just what it helps me understand personally more about what's real and accurate and true as best as a book can put it, as far as I see. Because I've read plenty of these and I'm just like, oh man, I know that this is, for some reason it's just irking me that I know that this is not what I'm here to see or deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because I have this, and this helps me understand exactly what you're trying to tell me the wrong way. You understand? And now that's no disrespect, but in this book, it tells me the truth. You see what I'm saying? It's the most accurate in as far as like the meanings go. So, you know, this book is fine. Well, I pointed some of those things out and she encouraged me to read other versions. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. This has everything. Everything? Yep. It's pretty much got everything. So, you know, I'll just stick with that and I'm good, right? And so, but I've had to correct her because I can tell she's gotten a little lost in translation, we'll say. Well, in this translation, she's picked up Jewish theology. And I'm like, well, Jewish and Hebrew are two totally different things. It's two totally different families, two totally different peoples. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to be careful with that. If you're just, you know, studying Hebrew and going to Jewish theology, that's probably what's wrong. You need to be getting more into the Hebrew meanings, because the Hebrew is where the majority of this came from. You understand? Like, it was all in Hebrew writing, right? Now, you're probably going to find, like, the New Testament, some of the New Testament may have been written in Greek, right? You're perfectly correct. But the author of this book, the Sefer, has tried to avoid that as much as possible. You understand? And so he's only used the Hebrew text from what I understand. I mean, you guys are more than welcome to correct me if I'm wrong, but this is as far as I understand after reading this book and studying about it just a little bit more. Well, and actually studying into the author and what he has to say. And so something that's interesting that he has to say is to read with discernment. And so, you know, I seen his meme and it said, no, nothing is wrong with the door. You see, I'm just correcting your theology. And it's him hammering paper to the door. And on these papers, it's like big poster-sized papers, but it has everything written. Instead of it being like a poster, it's like a like a government bill, like it's long, it's big poster size, you know what I'm saying? And he's hammering two of them on the door. Says, nope, there's nothing wrong with the door. I'm just correcting your geology. I'm sorry, theology. Geology. I guess you could say that too. It kind of is more about, what do you say, genealogy? I guess that's where, it's more about that than anything, really. It's kind of tracking family trees and where everybody came from in the beginning. You understand? And so you can try to identify with that as much as you can, as far as your research into, you know, maybe which clan you might have come from. But odds are you probably already know deep down inside. So, but other than that, I mean, you should still pick up a book and try and figure this stuff out, because, I mean, it's obviously important what these people are all trying to tell you, right? That's what I've come to for the good book, you know? You know, they may have all had their faults, right? And as far as I see it, they still all had pretty darn good advice and some darn good stories. Like, just mind-blowing stories about people's experiences from their day-to-day lives, especially in Kings. Because some of them are more, not poetry, but it's like, man, this is the meaning. I want to make it beautiful. This is what I mean. This is what, you know what I mean? This is what this all means. So let me put it into this writing. And so that's what they did. And then here you have this book. And so this is the book of Elohim that I'm reading from. And in Elohim, they talk about a firmament dome that's over us. And they talk about the level and layers of the earth and how it sets, it rests on foundations, and it floats like it's still. It cannot move. It cannot be moved. It's there. And there is water all around this dome. It can come in from the top and the bottom, and it can fill this whole thing. But that's not to be, don't be scared of that, because it's not written in this book that that should happen, so to speak. You understand? So it says, do not fear in the Bible, and everybody's going on and on about how it's, there's one phrase in the book, in the good book, for every day that there is in a year. So every day of the year, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. Because Noah made a pact with God, and God made a pact with Noah that he would no longer flood this area. He wouldn't make this a flood zone. So I hope that puts to rest a lot of things being said recently. I've also got news that, well, let's just say it's a rumor so far, because I haven't seen anything about it myself, but I'm not here to discredit anything, but they're saying that China is on the border of Mexico shipping fentanyl into the USA. And so, you know, that might, you know, you might want to know that. Just thought you might want to know that. So, you know, protect yourself. You know, most of all, you know, protect your loved ones. You know, just inform them, you know, hey, you know, be careful, because there's, you know, the counterfeit prescription things going around and it has fentanyl in it. You know, so just, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of us are aware of that, you know, but I just wanted to be extra sure that, you know, some people know that. So with that said, Judge Judy has gone on to Fox News and basically confirmed what I said, that I know is true, is that Obama's running the White House. Like, that's what's going on. But I mean, if you want to really get down to it, I mean, you know who controls politics. I mean, everybody knows that. But what's something in politics right now that's going around that's making the latest rumor mill? That they're going to use nanobot technology to invade your cavity. That's illegal search and seizure, man. They're trying to steal your data. That's what that sounds like to me. I mean, we could open up a lawsuit right now. What's up? I heard that there's articles and documents backing this up. That ought to be funny. Yep. Anyways, so with that said, I hope that puts a lot of that to rest, because, oh my goodness, nanobyte technology to steal your data to let people know if you have a virus or if you have the vaccination or not. So that's a little funny, you know. It's kind of out there. But like I said, I hear there's articles and papers backing this up, documents backing this up. So, I mean, they want to poison the whole food supply. But that's nothing new. It's like it's already getting poisoned. But to have nanobots living inside of you, wreaking havoc on your health and your body, start rupturing things to go from one conductor to the other, it's pretty invasive, man. You know. So I mean, if that's going on, I'd love to jump in court. I'd love to jump all over that. That would be a fun one. That would be a fun ride. Whew, so fun. But moving on, right? So I have scripture here that I'd like to read. And whenever I use certain words, I'm going to say Adonai. Well, Adonai means prince, ruling with authority. Yahweh. Yeah, okay, there you go. I am he who breathes life. Behold, the nailed hands. And let's see here. Isaiah 52. Let's flip down to Isaiah. So just join me. Join me in this if you have the good book. Pause it, flip to Isaiah. Which mine's in a very different order than your book. It's chronological. That's another good thing about this book. But it makes it a little hard to find. So you kind of want them to be in two different colors, so that way I can focus on only certain colors of this. So that's, there it is. All right, so 52, Isaiah 52, 4-6. For thus says Adonai Yahweh, or Yahuwah, so the prince ruling with authority, he who breathes life, behold the nailed hands. My people went down aforetime into Egypt, but it's Mitzrayim. My people went down aforetime into Mitzrayim to sojourn there, and Asher oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here? Says Yahweh, that my people is taken away for naught, that they rule over them, make them to howl, says Yahweh, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know thy name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that speaks. Behold, it is I. For the important takeaway, Yahuwah, I am he who breathes life. Behold, the nailed hands says, and my name continually every day is blasphemed, changed into something else, contorted into something else, so to speak. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that speaks. Behold, it is I. So with that said, that kind of, that is what brought me to believe that I was on the right track. That there was a difference between Yahuwah. It's so hard to say. Yahweh and Elohim. So there's a difference between Yahweh and Elohim. just like there's a difference between Yahusha and Elohim. But from what I'm understanding is Yahusha and Yahweh are one and the same. Because in Hebrew, there are many different ways to say one word. And so I was reminded about that, you know, because I learned that there's different types of love, you know, just like you say tough love, you know, there's like one that's called agape love, so to speak. But I was reminded by a friend that there are many different ways to say just one thing in Hebrew. So, you know, there are many different words that can be used for the same singular meaning. So like bro, bruh, broham, brohim, brosif, you know what I'm saying? Brosifus, bruh, did I say that one already? Anyways, bruh. There's many, you know what I'm saying? Just like there's many ways to say that, but there's many different words to say one thing. So maybe you agape somebody, you love them deeply, so to speak. You know, so they're you know, and so, yeah, that kind of makes sense that those two names would mean the same person, right? That I understand. So, what I wanted to make clear here, though, is that there's a huge difference between Yahweh or Yahusha and Elohim. So Elohim is one who created all of this, this whole thing. And so Yahusha sits at the right hand of power of Elohim. And so what I've wanted to do is learn more about Elohim. Because it's really interesting now that I know that there's a difference. I thought Yahuwah was God, but I don't think so. Like, I think Yahuwah is always there, you know what I'm saying? But Elohim is always, always there, right? From what I understand, wherever Elohim goes, Yahuwah may follow. Following the word, which began before all things. In the beginning, there was word. Elohim was and is the word. Elohim created this through spirit alone. That's the coldest thing ever. That's the coldest thing that you could do ever. Like chilly. Like Antarctica in its wintertime, which would be our summertime. While we're experiencing the warmth of summertime, Antarctica is experiencing the freeze. And then about January is whenever Antarctica starts to warm up. You get a closer look. Well, what's out there? Ice. A huge, huge wall of ice. Because it's cold outside. It's ice cold. Yep. That's, you know, and we can see through it. It's crazy. We can see through it to the stars. But it is ice cold out there.
Ice cold.
So maybe that's what they want with global warming, so to speak. They want more money so they can create climate scare. You know, that whole thing. Maybe they're trying to defrost us. Who knows? Who knows? It's for one thing, but it's meant for the other. Yeah, that's why they all fly Learjets. I mean, like, they all fly in Learjets, man. I mean, it's a really crazy train of thought, but, you know, keep following me. Hop on. So, whenever you think of thrash, you think of Hakim. Just kidding. Anyways, dude, have you guys, I keep asking some of my friends this, have you guys seen Coming to America, which would be part two? You have to watch that. If you've seen the first one, you have to watch the second one so it completes the story for you. There was a lot of things that it touched on, you know, and it had good references, so I mean, you know, you should go watch that. That's just a suggestion, you know. You know, sometimes I drop those here. It's pretty funny, you know, because I got friends that are like, I won't watch it. I'm like, dude, you have to watch it. This is one you have to see. And they're like, you know, man, I don't know, man. You know, but they did it. They did it good for a sequel. It was a really good. I want to say it was as good as the first. I won't say that, right? Because it's a sequel. But it's almost as good as, it was good. You know what I'm saying? They kept the BS down to a minimum and the entertainment up. So it's a good time. It's a fun time. If you enjoyed the first one, you definitely thoroughly enjoy the second one and all the secret references it has back to the first one, because you might miss some. You never know. And I love Easter eggs like that. You know what I'm saying? I love Easter eggs. They're just so fun. Aren't they? Aren't they so fun? So yeah. Speaking of fun, how much fun are you guys having? You having a good time right now? What are things like right now? You know, let me hear back from you. Put a meme out. Do something. Let me see what you're up to. What's good right now? You feel me? What's good? Show me something good. What's good in your life? Let me see some more meaningful things come from you guys. So, I just want to kind of rewind, hit the reverse button, back it up, because I'm going to tell y'all something about this little bitty trick that I used to know. I'm just kidding. But hey, I'm a still flow, even though I'm silly, silly, yeah, yeah, that's me, silly, right, yeah. Now I'm silly on the mic. Damn, I'm gonna tell y'all some shit. Just Judy, yeah, she with it. She got on TV talking about I'm hot. Oh, really? You think not? Better check it out. It's on YouTube before they delete it and they hide it from you. She confirmed what I was saying. That Obama was swaying. All these votes. Taking away all your votes. Yeah, that's voter fraud. Is it? Nah, it's election interference, y'all. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm say it again. I said, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma say it again. I said, that's what's up. Yo, for real, I'ma have to celebrate my news making it on the TV, my report making it on the TV. And I know she didn't give me credit, but you know I said it. Yeah, because I'm with it. I'm going to wet you up. Grow the F up. Yeah, I said F, even though I'm straight explicit. You can't get with it? Well, I'm sorry. That's why I put an F on it. Instead of saying, what rhymes with duck? Man, doesn't that suck? When you forget the word that rhymes with luck. Maybe I should just give it just a second. Let me think right quick, right quick, right quick. Let me think right quick, cause I'ma say some ish. Let me think right quick, cause I'm sick with it. Cause I'm sick in the head with it. So let me tell ya, I still can smell ya. Wow. You stink. Take a bath, you rat fink. Clean up after yourself. Cause it's for your mental health. Don't you like breathing clean ass air? Well, get down there and scrub that square. Yeah, the square, even the tile. You know, whitening tiles. I'm just kidding. Just get you some bleach. It'll disintegrate. Yeah, that's sweet. That's a real, real, real smooth move. That's a real, real, real smooth dude. That's a real, real, real smooth move. That's a real, real, real ass dude. Oh, I just cussed. Guess I'ma have a catch a bus. Cause I'm going to the store to get me some more of whatever I want. I mean, you can't stop me. I'm on top, B. But let me think. I'm still trying to think what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it don't always go my way, but I could tell you right now that I know what I'm talking about. Watch how. All right. I'm really like I'm conflicted right now. It's not like I'm trying to stop. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to still keep going at the end there. So I was like, yeah, son. All right, so. Cause I mean, I could have really set it off, but I'm not here to freestyle. I'm here to talk about some things. I'm here to talk about some things. Hey, make you a list. Hey, check it twice. Make sure you got everything that's nice that'll upgrade your life. That's real cheap. Like, hey, I can afford that and get it. And then next thing you know, I'm with it. I'm doing my thing. All right, look. No, seriously, look. You're not looking? You're not seeing what I'm seeing? Had to let it ride for a minute. Don't fake me, get in it. Yeah, damn, another cut. I'ma cut you up. Chop in the track, chop it like that, keep it real smooth. What up, dude? Who are you? Who you be? What it do? Better tell me something now. Come on, tell me something now. I'm waiting, tell me something now. Still waiting, tell me something now. Come on, I hate waiting. Tell me something then. Nothing to say? Okay. You can go away. That's alright. Ain't no need for me to feel ashamed. I'm really trying to stop and I can't stop rapping and I can't stop flowing and I can't stop beating and I can't stop knowing. I beat it like a cop. Hey, I beat it like a cop. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna hop off of that. Look. I got something to read you, fellas. This is for the fellas. All right. But you can all listen. You're all welcome to listen. But this is strictly for the fellas. As someone who's been with over 400 women and is somewhat of a goal crusher himself, I'm going to give you guys some clarifications on things that I've noticed that have been asked of me lately. Crushing goals does have a large part to do with waking up early, getting a fresh start to your day, but not necessarily does this have to do with a lack of sleep. If I had not woken up early all those times I decided to crush my goals, there would have been a lot of missed opportunities. Have I chosen to miss some opportunities on purpose just to sleep in before? Yes. But those times I chose to sleep in, I did have consequences, and I did happen to miss some opportunities. It's about trying to get enough sleep and balancing that with a healthy outlook on life that's good enough to still crush goals when it's your time to do so. The time for you to do so is always now, but the good thing about life is that you get to decide when that time is, and hopefully that's when you feel well enough. If your goals are along the lines of meeting a woman, crushing it in business, meeting deadlines, finishing projects, and things like that, then you're definitely going to lose sleep trying to get them done. But remember that a healthy balance and enough rest is beneficial to your progress. If you have trouble meeting your goals halfway, then make a list in a notepad on your phone. Set your alarm. Or set several alarms to go off all throughout the day and name them with short titles of what your goals are. If your goal is specifically to meet women, then you have to be where the women hang out, whether that be online or in person. If you use a dating app, find one that fits your personality. You might not have luck on Tinder, but maybe you'll have luck on Blender. You might not have luck on Bumble, but maybe you'll have luck using Plenty of Fish. Or maybe Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter is a better option for you. That all depends on what you're looking for. You just have to find the right app that fits you and what you're seeking. And the same goes for places you hang out in person at. Maybe you don't have good luck in a dive bar, but maybe you'd have better luck at a hookah bar. You might not even like the bar scene at all, but maybe you'd have more fun meeting women in the grocery store or even the mall. But something I've picked up from some videos that I've seen is that the first step to meeting women is always making new friends. Let's say that you aren't sexually attracted to a particular woman you meet somewhere that's being nice to you. She could have a friend that you would like, but don't use people just to get to someone else, because other people will see right through that and will start to resent you for this. Which leads me to another point. Be genuine. Be authentic. Be yourself. If you're walking right up to a couple of women that are just doing their thing that might intimidate you, just smile at them as you approach them. I've had women that are both taken that generally appreciate being approached with a smile. That is always the first step in meeting someone new. Just smile at them in a genuine way and say hi. Be your authentic self. Be the goofball you are, whatever you are. Say exactly what you want from the conversation by asking if she's single. But be yourself, because women will appreciate that the most about your approach. If you're single, you have to remember that you are single because that was your choice. If you approach a woman desperately, they will know. But if you're confident in the fact that you're single before and after you meet her or get her number, then you will have better odds at engaging in a meaningful conversation with her or even with her friends. The conversation will not always lead to sex or even a relationship, but you have to be perfectly happy with that. You walked into the conversation single, and you have to be fine with the fact that you're going to walk away from that conversation just as single as you were when you walked into it. But if you play your cards right, you might just walk away with a phone number, and that's always a start. That's a good start. So just be yourself and remember to get them digits. Are you worried about the way you dress? Invest into a new wardrobe. Start with an outfit and work your way up from there. If you always wear jeans and a t-shirt, maybe you could try a name brand outfit that matches the pants, shoes, and shirt. Women love entire outfits because they resemble a uniform. And remember that one of the first things a woman will notice is your footwear. She's looking for any reason to say no to you. And if you give her something pleasant to look at, and you approach her with a smile, and you're being genuine, then how can she say no? Respect the fact that she probably has a boyfriend. Most of us have made our way into the approach and have screwed ourselves on this one before by even asking if she has a boyfriend. But the woman will respect you more if you at least ask. And if she says she has a boyfriend, then it's up to you if you'd like to find out how serious the relationship is. You might want to marry her when the guy she's seeing only allows the relationship to go as far as dating. And she might be looking for something more stable than just dinner and sex. But you won't know unless you try. When they say that showing up is the majority of the battle, they're right. Most times, you just have to show up, flash a smile, and say hi. Then the rest is easy. Sometimes it's not that easy, because you've approached correctly, but maybe your posture was off. Maybe you forgot to wear the right shoes, or maybe you forgot to be genuine. But the more you try, the easier it is to approach women. And who knows, maybe she will like you for you. And none of that other stuff you tried to do to make everything perfect will even matter anyways. Trust me, you'll know. Just go with the flow. don't be afraid to make small talk with her. And by small talk, I don't mean asking her something like how the weather is, but maybe you could ask her what time it is. Just find an easy opener to get the conversation started. But remember that not everything listed here can work 100% of the time. You just have to try and see what works and what doesn't. But if you want her bad enough, you'll figure out how to meet her halfway. Never go 100%. If she doesn't come to meet you at 50%, then she probably isn't attracted to you. And there's not much that you can do to change her mind. So again, be okay with letting her go sometimes. Approaching women can be a guessing game most of the time. And often, you're surprised that whatever you did worked when it does go the way you planned. But if you follow a lot of key points to what I'm saying, then that takes half of the guessing game away. And all that you had to do was as easy as just being yourself. She might be interested in random things, you know, or a cool story that you could have to tell. But just don't bore her to death. Nor should you turn her off with a sad sob story about your ex. She wants to know that she can have fun with you. So be fun and inviting. In other words, you want to show women your best side, not your Mr. Hyde. Ask her out on a date. Something simple but fun, but ask her out on a date. Maybe you like to look at the stars at night where the view is the best. Or maybe you like to go to a certain thinking spot where the view is nice. Or you can just take her for a walk and bring along a couple of bottles of water. And then you can ask her if she's hungry and wants to go with you to grab something to eat. But take her there to your spot. Show her your inner self that no one else gets to see. And make things interesting for her to get to know you easily. And I mention places like this because this is a place that you're most comfortable being. This is a place where you can open up to her and tell her exactly what you want out of the relationship. But if you skip that part and just jump headfirst into sex, then don't go blaming anyone else for coming out on the other side empty-handed. This is your chance to make the move. So be careful what move you make, but make a move that leads to something else, or you'll bore her. But trust me when I say that the move you make has to be with your big boy words, and not just your drive to pound her from the back while pulling her hair. Otherwise, she'll resent you for moving too quickly, or for even trying something to get to that sexually oriented point too soon at all. Slow down, big boy. She already knows exactly what you want, so take your time in getting there. Be someone she can see herself with, but certainly be someone in the first place. Everybody is someone. So when you're envisioning yourself being with her, imagine yourself being someone who she's interested in. Hold that picture in your mind of what you want, let it go, and then watch it happen for you. Or again, you can just start off by making a list. Lists are important because they set goals. Lists are important because they set goals. It's even better if you set a deadline for yourself. But make those goals, crush those goals, and make whatever it is that you want happen for yourself and for her. Remember that if you don't want it, then it won't happen for you. So you've got to want it, whatever that is. Make that happen. Make the magic happen. Want it to happen and be happy that you're getting it. Put into motion these things you want, and surely enough, they will come to you by meeting you halfway. There's something else I want to read to you too. This is something I wrote about Earth and Heaven. And so I say, the truth about Earth and Heaven. This world is a prison, and the evil are trying to escape, and they cannot fathom getting out sooner by getting credit for good behavior. Does that make sense? so they would rather try to run and govern the pod themselves. They are attempting a hostile takeover and rebelling against God and all his commandments. It clearly states in the Book of Enoch how the stars are prisoners and are held captive by God for offending him, and their entrapment into the expanse of heaven is the punishment for their crime. And furthermore, we may have had our sins paid for us to get into heaven by the blood of the Messiah, but we still cannot reach heaven until we have learned our lessons here. Better to learn them now than to have to try to explain yourself later. The Messiah has paved the path into the heaven and has stated that the only way to reach the Father is through him. That is why he has left his teachings behind and why they are so important. Praise our Elohim. Bless Yahweh. Amen. So, what about this in this block of text that I want to tell you is, okay, so like the stars, they showed up off schedule. They were there too soon and it offended God, and so he put the stars into the firmament, and that's their punishment. So they're there to give us light at night. And so, you know, I've said, I dare Facebook to say something ridiculously untrue about this post, but they won't. Smooth move. Smooth move. That would be the correct choice. So, I guess there's this weird error going on Facebook, and it's like query error, and it's the most annoying thing in the world. In groups, whenever you try to clear out some, if you're the admin or whatever, or moderator, and you're trying to clear out some of the old comments or whatever, or posts, or requests, group requests, it doesn't work for some reason. Yeah, so it just says query error. And then I noticed whenever you switch over to the new page experience using your page, and then you try to switch back, it doesn't let you switch back to the new page experience again. It says query error. I mean, unless I'm wrong about it not letting me, maybe it did it, but the query error is there. But I mean, I looked at the page again and I went through all the motions again. So, I mean, it's still there. I'm still on the old page experience. So, I don't know. They need to iron a couple things out. Like, it's not easy to... You gotta figure out how to... Or at least I do. I gotta figure out how to pin my page to the very top. I mean, it's just supposed to just be right there underneath your name, you know? It should be your page. Your most popular page, you know what I'm saying? The one that's popping. So you can jump all over that. I mean, I'm just saying, if they want people to use it more, it needs to become more accessible. And I'm all about, you know, other people having tools with for other things that they do that I don't provide. You know what I'm saying? Like, why be stingy with it? Why be stingy with it? I'm just saying. Make it fun. I'm just saying. I mean, you could receive a dollar or two. I throw you a dollar. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Correct your mistakes in office, in the media. Go out there and correct your mistakes, man. Make it right. You're gonna be hearing it, and you won't. It'll be the end of you. It'll be the end for you. You know what I'm saying? But definitely won't be the end. But even Elohim and Yahweh both say, you know, heaven and earth shall pass. Just like, you know, everybody has an expiration date. Everything's got an expiration date sometime, right? Well, I mean, unless you're an old Nintendo system. Those can go on for days and days. But you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, just make the most of your life. But, you know, but even heaven will pass away. So that even compounds the things that I'm trying to study and get to know more about all these things, you know, while I'm still alive, that interests me the most. It's those things that you can't reach for. You have to let it come to you. Those are the things that need to come to you, you know what I'm saying? I can't reach it. It's too high. I can't reach it. Can somebody help me? So, I mean, yeah, it's just, what I want you guys to focus on right now is, I want you to do things that you used to have fun doing, like, as a kid. And I could hear it now. Oh, he's having a midlife crisis. No, I'm just saying, like, do the things that kept you healthy when you were younger that you used to do. Do them in your adulthood. So that way you can live longer and be happier. I mean, or you can live unhealthy and be crappier. But hey, it's all a choice, right? That's totally up to you. But I mean, I just wanted to jump on here to correct my own mistakes. You know, we should all correct our mistakes. And so I also, in the last podcast, I said, I think I was talking about Paul, but I said Peter, or I was talking about Peter and I said Paul. I almost want to go back and look, but I'm trying to just get this done. Because if I'm talking about the books that were written, which I think that's what it was, then we're talking about Paul. Peter is the one who started Mormonism, so to speak. And that's a whole nother story for a whole nother podcast. But there's rumors that the guy was crucified upside down because, you know, he didn't deserve the same punishment as the Messiah and all this, right? Well, I mean, okay, yeah, his sacrifice meant something, but does that mean that, you know, we have to live in his beliefs? You know what I'm saying? There's just some things you should read with discernment. Because, like, I'm even finding out that there was no, there wasn't necessarily a Roman record kept of the Messiah ever getting punished the way he was. There were witnesses, right? I'm totally not denying that. But there's no record that, from what I understand, there's no actual documentation recorded that he died that way. They said that Roman suspension meant something, right? If you were saying that, you know, somebody is getting suspended, oh, that you knew what that meant. But as far as that cruel and unusual punishment, I'm still trying to find the proof of it. You know, saying that it actually happened, that it wasn't faked. You know, like, they're saying that this is the saving grace, though, is that they're saying that where the stake for the cross was hammered into the ground, that it split open the ground, and underneath it was, it just so happened to be the Ten Commandments, like directly underneath that crack, that hole in the ground, and that he leaked so much blood that it landed on top of the ark that holds the commandments. But when they investigated the DNA of the Messiah, they found out he only had one chromosome from his father, when in all actuality, he should have 23 from both.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck! There's plenty more for you here! All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and then click play.